Hey you guys, welcome back. I have Kathy with me today. She is 54 pounds down on her HCG journey so far. She's lost like 64 inches over her whole body. And we're here to talk for the most part about her P3 to life journey so far. She recently went through the program, but we'll also hear a little bit about her HCG journey as well. I think what you guys will like is that she has some health concerns that she deals with. She's also very, very busy with work and things. So it'll be kind of nice to hear from her just with work and with travel and her health, just how she's been able to make both HCG and the P3 to Life program work for her. So welcome, Kathy. Thanks for being with me today.
Hi. My pleasure.
Yes. And thank you so much for taking the time to do this, because yes, you are a busy, busy lady.
No, well, I'm happy to do it.
Good. So why don't you tell me really quick, just what your current health conditions are, because you know a lot of women that come to this protocol, both to lose weight on phase two and then to maintain, they're worried because they might have health issues and they're not sure like if this will work for them. So Tell me about what you deal with.
Well, I honestly say if I can do it, anyone can do it. I'm going to be 55 years old. I'm postmenopausal. I have hypothyroid. And asthma. So, I mean, anything that you can think of that kind of, hinders us from losing weight, or for a long time even made me think it's not going to happen for me. Like, I've been fat my whole life. It's just not true. Like, you can do it.
That's good. Now Tell me, do you, with your hypothyroid and the postmenopausal, do you take like any like thyroid medication or like hormone replacement therapy or anything, or no?
I don't do any hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
But I do take, something for my thyroid. And with the, weight loss, I've decreased my asthma medications.
Oh, wow. So, that's great.
Yeah. Right. So I was on quite a few steroids for breathing issues, but I've been able to decrease those. So that's been lovely.
Oh, yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, I feel great.
Because isn't it true that like pretty much most medications we take like that have to get processed by the liver? So it's like there's benefits, but then there's always that side effect where it's hard on our liver.
Right. You're right. That's awesome. I feel good. I feel really good.
That's great. And then I'm going to guess you probably continued taking your thyroid medication while you were on phase two, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I did not stop that for sure.
And I think that's an important thing to bring out because, you know, the original protocol had used to say like, oh, get off all of your thyroid medication.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not probably a good idea.
I don't recommend doing that.
No, and I wouldn't do that either. So just to clarify, these days in 2017, 18, it's... Yeah, good to stay on your medication. So, okay, so you have all of those health issues that you've dealt with, and you've been able to lose 54 pounds on phase two so far.
Right. Yeah.
That's excellent.
And that's in a couple months, so that would have been like 4 months, 3.5, 4 months.
Yeah.
More 3.5 months. So, yeah.
That you lost that in? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Tell me just a little bit about, like, your history with, like, being overweight. Was that something that's kind of been a lifelong thing or that happened later? Or?
I think that I've always been bigger. You know, obviously not this big, but I've always been on the heavier side. I was always the chunky kid. I'm... a fuller figure just by nature, and I'm shorter.
How tall are you?
I'm 4'11".
Oh, my goodness. It's shorter. So unfair, isn't it?
So I'm almost 5 feet, but so, I mean, I've always been, and I just felt like that's just how it was going to be for me, but it doesn't have to be.
Right. So you're short like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't get away with much extra because nowhere hard to go.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So that's amazing. So now when you finished phase two, you've done a couple, have you done previous phase threes or not?
Well, that's a great question. So I did this diet years ago And I did pretty well on phase two. I went to phase three and was not successful.
Gotcha.
Once
okay.
I really struggled with it. And once I got to to that point, I just fell off the wagon. And
gotcha.
Everything came back because I just didn't learn how to maintain. I didn't do it right.
Like you didn't know really what to do.
No, I feel like I didn't know what to do, and I feel like I didn't know how important it was.
Right.
And so when I committed to starting again, I was really nervous about going into P3 again.
Gotcha.
Because for me, that was where I
messed already up. You'd been there. You're like, I remember what happened last time.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. And I like that you bring out the point about not realizing how important P3 was, because I think probably most of us have made that mistake at least once. I did that after my second round. I don't know what it was. I got careless and I just thought, well, it's, I don't know, maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe I can
right.
eat these praline like almonds.
Right. And then it just gets away from you. And
yeah.
I just felt defeated and but I took it back and found my confidence again using this program, using your program.
Cool. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, how about, so you said you did your this past round through a clinic.
I did.
And then, so what I have definitely found is, because this was part of my research for making the P3 to Life program, I had one of my virtual assistants contact a lot of the clinics in the United States to ask them like what they have for phase three for their patients. And by and large, most of them had like maybe a sheet of paper, like maybe one piece of paper that kind of had a few tips, but there was really nothing structured, which is kind of understandable because the undertaking that I did with the program was huge.
I mean,
I'm not blaming them, but anyway,
yeah.
So what was it that they had to offer you, and was, you know, how did that make you feel for P3?
Well, that's another great question. So I worked really hard in P2, like everybody who's doing this journey does. I mean, it's hard. And when I got to the point where I was going to be going into P3, what I received was, and they were very supportive and great through P2. I mean, always answered my questions. I felt well armed and everything was great. When it came time for P3, like you said, I got a sheet of paper. Well, it was an email and it said, these are the macros that you're going to hit every week. And it said, introduce food slowly, you know, different foods, and stay away from X foods, and listed a couple foods. And that was it. And then a calorie amount.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do I do? I don't know what to do with this. What does this mean? Mm. I didn't even fully understand macros.
Right.
I
didn't before I researched it for the program. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
and how do I figure it out for all these different foods?
Right.
You know, so, you know, that really made me nervous. And I thought, I can't fail again. Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because I have to go to P3 at this point. I was done losing and my body was definitely saying it's time for a break and kickstart this again and figure things out. And I had seen, I'd been watching your videos and looking at your different programs. And so I had seen it, but I thought, you know, I've already paid for this other clinic that I'm going through and I'm happy with them, except this one piece. And then I thought, you know, for the amount of money, this is what I'm going to get and it's going to give me peace of mind. And so I hit the button and got all your PDFs, and I just poured over it. I think I did it at like 8 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
I got an email right away from the young lady that helps you, and she must have been working into the night because she emailed me that night. And I got all these PDFs and all this information, and I just absorbed all of it. And I thought, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. And the day that I was going to even start P3, I was even going to be out of town. And I was able to just take all that information, make it work. And it was such a difference maker. It was amazing.
I'm so glad.
Really, so good. It was so good.
I'm so glad. Yeah, that was really the goal, was to be more specific, like fully structured. I think I told you in our pre-interview chat, I had a similar experience where I had signed up with a company that does nutritional coaching, and they kind of work with a lot of CrossFitters. A lot of you guys know I talk about CrossFit a lot. So, and I was like, oh, you know, and depending on your goals, and you know, since I'm fairly lean, getting more lean would be more challenging and strategic. So I thought, well, maybe I'll get a coach that I could, I just kind of was in the mood to try that. But yeah, I got the same thing. It was just, yeah, like here, you do these macros, you know, like this many protein, this many carbs, this much fat each day. And then we'll reassess in 3 weeks. And that was it. Nothing about like what foods to actually eat that would make it easy to hit those macros. I'm like, I have no idea. Like,
I don't know
what the percentages in cheese are versus chicken thigh versus broccoli versus.
and you can, what I found too is I use an app on my phone. It's a very popular app that everybody uses. But that information, it's like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's is that information that everybody else just gets.
Right.
It's information everybody else has put in. So you can't really count on that information. But in your packet, the thing that I found most helpful for me was all that information on every food that I could possibly think of.
Good.
And it taught me to read labels. It forced me to read labels. I mean, it was just amazing.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, because you know what? I'm glad you brought that up about MyFitnessPal, because I do use it. However, like you said, there is a lot of inaccuracies with ingredients in there. For instance, sometimes it might list mushrooms, for instance, but it's not clear whether it's cooked or raw.
Right.
That's a huge difference. Sometimes they're just plain wrong. So I actually was very, very careful when we did the macros for the program for every recipe. I made sure they were accurate, and we also had them cross-checked with the USDA nutrition database, which is accurate. Because there was this one recipe we made that had mushrooms, right? And the carbs were coming out like kind of seeming too high for a P3 meal. And I'm like, how is this possible? These are just mushrooms. And it was, sure enough, once I dug into it, it wasn't. So the problem is that sometimes when you use those things and you don't know if it's accurate, you end up actually under eating. Because
and I was afraid of that too. That was the other thing that I was afraid of. I don't know if I told you this, but I was afraid that I wouldn't eat enough because I was so scared that I was going to gain weight. So I knew using your plan, I could detail everything and I would hold myself accountable to not under eating, which sounds crazy. You know, but
I know what you mean. Yeah. Like you said, that fear though,
these food issues go both ways. You know what I mean? So,
but yeah, cause like say for instance, you did this on your own without the program. And like you said, you did what you, because of your fear, what types of foods would you have been eating? Do you think on P3 without knowing?
To tell you the truth, I mean, it's hard to say because it's like armchair quarterback on Monday. And I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you. I mean, I'm saying this because I really believe it. I do not think I would have succeeded. I think that there's no way, given my travel schedule and my work schedule and my lifestyle, that I could have figured it out. And I can usually figure things out, but this would have been too much for me. It would have been too much. I don't think I could have done it. I think I would have just started maybe eating. I would have gone back to eating unhealthy because it's easier. This made it easy, doable, held me accountable. It made it pleasurable.
Good.
I mean, the recipes are amazing. So, you know, everybody enjoyed them.
That's good. I'm glad, you know, while we're on the subject of, you know, like you said, traveling and being busy and all that, maybe just give us a little background on how busy you are. Like, what's your life like where you had to kind of fit this in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm famous for telling people everybody has the same amount of time in a day. So when people say, oh, I'm so busy, I say, hey, you have the same amount of time as everybody else.
Yeah.
But I really am. So I am on the road traveling 4 to 5 days a week. I travel either by plane or car. And if it's by car, it's an all day trip.
Wow.
You know, eating on the road and eating fast food is so easy. And I think it helped to get me where I was at such a high rate.
Right.
And so in doing this, what I had to do was change my whole, not just my way of thinking, but how I travel as well. I had to pre-plan everything. I still pre-plan everything, of course, bring a lot of foods with me. There's services typically in each city where you can order food. So maybe sometimes when I would land, I would call and order groceries and have it delivered to my hotel.
Cool.
And I always would have the hotel put a refrigerator in my room, a mini fridge, and a microwave so that I could eat healthy.
That's
great. I bought a nice travel cooler so I could bring food with me. And just carried it on planes.
Gotcha. So, because I want to like break this down a little bit for other people traveling, because I don't actually travel a lot myself. So, so this is really good. So you said that, so a few things, you bring a travel cooler a lot of times.
Right.
You go.
I invested in a good travel cooler that stays cold for 8 to 10 hours.
Oh, nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. I might have to even maybe, because they don't all do that, huh?
No, this one's really good.
That's great. Maybe I can get the brand or something. We can put the link in the show notes. That would be good. And then, so what sort of foods were you bringing when you would travel then?
Well, I'll give you a good example. This trip, I'm away from home right now, and it was a car trip. So I packed my cooler ahead of time. I measured out and froze chicken breasts. I measured out and froze fish fillets. Halibut, shrimp, measured out. I measured out some lean sirloin patties.
Oh, that's right, because you're on P2 right now, huh?
I'm back to P2,
right.
But I did the same for P3,
gotcha.
Same thing.
Okay.
Only it was, you know, much nicer, you know, I mean, as far as the food choices. But it's the same thing.
Gotcha.
Freeze it, put it in the cooler. I have a George Foreman grill I travel with.
Oh.
And and I cook in my hotel room.
Oh, my goodness.
And I bring my own vegetables, fresh vegetables, cucumbers, things that I can slice up.
Gotcha. A little cutting board, a little knife.
Yeah.
I've done that too.
Yeah. And for P3, same thing, except I was, you know, you could eat out a little bit with that, a little more flexible.
Yeah.
So if I knew where I was going, I would plan ahead to the restaurant. And I would look at the menu online and start thinking about the foods that would be healthy choices for me. And then I would list out how that would fit in my daily calorie count. So I can make sure, not that I would go over, but I had to make sure that I would eat enough.
Yeah.
That I was getting enough calories, enough fat, enough carbs.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it was perfect.
I don't know if like this is too hard to think back, but can you give me an example of doing that? Like say you're looking at a menu online and like what would you look at that was like, oh, this is something I can eat, and how did you figure that out with your macros and stuff? Is there an example?
I created an Excel spreadsheet, and so I took like your week one totals and I plugged everything in.
Gotcha.
And so I would put like steak. So let's say I was going to go to a steakhouse. I would figure out which steak I was going to eat, how many ounces of that, which vegetable, salad, and put that all in. And I would know in advance how well that would work out for me.
That's great.
And always I would get a great salad with ranch, tons of vegetables, nice serving of a protein. It was easy. It was nice. It was good. It was really easy. You made it so easy.
That's good. Yeah. So, and then for you guys who you know, are figuring this out and don't have the program yet. So because she was traveling so much, basically what she was doing, she did some P3 to Life recipes at home, like on the weekend. We'll talk about that a little later. But then when she was traveling, she was using the macros, the calories, basically from how I designed the plan
Right.
to choose foods when you were eating out, right? And stuff like that,
Yes.
basically
Yes.
on your own.
I printed out that guide. I don't know if guide's the right word, but
For
where you
sure.
have all foods,
Yeah.
and I carried that with me.
Gotcha. So then it really.
I looked at it and made it so easy, and I just plugged it in.
Cool. Gotcha. Okay, good. That's really helpful. And then you mentioned something earlier about with ordering groceries when you would go somewhere online. Can you tell us a little bit about that service or?
Yeah, it's Instacart, and a lot of places have something different. Like there are local grocery stores. I would call in advance and ask them if they had a delivery service,
Okay, good
Instacart.
idea.
So I downloaded an app. It's called Instacart, and you
Okay.
plug in the zip code, and it'll tell you which grocery stores. And I would order all the fresh vegetables and produce that I would need for that week.
Wow.
And they would deliver it to the hotel, and the hotel would put it in the fridge, or I would have it delivered to where I was, and I would just bring it to the hotel with me and have that healthy food and wouldn't have to go out
That's
and go down
great.
or, be tempted. I mean, there's a lot of time. Even if you get, sometimes it's hard to find fresh choices, choices, try saying that, that are healthy. Most foods are packaged and
Yeah.
processed, so you're getting those sugars and things like that. So
Right. No, that's
just wish
fantastic.
everything was
And
clean and good.
I also like that you said that you call the hotel in advance and ask for a mini fridge and a microwave because they don't all come with it. But usually, because I did the same thing recently, I asked a hotel and like I think it was $20 extra a night or something. They could have one added, or they have like nicer rooms that automatically have them. But there are options there.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I never had one hotel say no. And actually, I've never even been charged extra, so that's
Oh,
interesting.
that's nice.
Yeah,
That'll
I've
be
never
good.
had a hotel say no. Now, I mean, I have had a hotel saying they don't have that. And so then what I did was I just chose a different hotel.
Right, yeah.
I always pre-planned and made sure I was at a hotel that could accommodate that.
I think the biggest thing I'm getting out of this for all of us ladies is the pre-planning, basically. Like
Oh, crucial.
by like planning in advance, you felt confident because you weren't
Yes.
like, oh my gosh, what can I eat? Or like, oh, I hope this is okay. I haven't really checked.
And avoid temptation. I was able to avoid temptation because I was armed.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go out. I didn't have to try to figure it out. I already knew.
That's great. That's
Yeah.
awesome. So tell me now about, and you said you work more than full time. Like there's the traveling, which is basically for work, it sounds like. It's just you are very, very busy.
Yeah.
I love that you mentioned that like you still had time to go over, like you said, the program and like learn from it and make that work with your schedule. 'Cause I do get occasionally ladies who maybe when they first see the program and the documents and stuff, they get overwhelmed and they're like, my life's just too busy to do this. And you know what? If they find another way to stabilize, totally fine. But sometimes I feel like maybe they're just kind of coming to that assumption a little too quickly, when really it could help them maybe with a few adjustments. You know
It
what I
looks
mean?
like a lot when you first get it.
Right. That's why I have that video. I have a welcome video.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't get overwhelmed. Just start
Yeah.
on week one. That's all you
Right.
do.
But it's broken down into so many pieces, it makes it easier. So I downloaded, so I was traveling when I was going to start. And so I downloaded it, of course, onto my laptop, but it also downloaded into my phone. And so it went to my books in my phone, and it separated everything out. It separated it out into different plans. I was able to, all the cookbooks were separate. So I used the plan, I forget what it's called, but the one, build your own plan. So I mean, you only have to read the portion that pertains to you or what you want at that time.
Exactly. That was kind of why I did that. Exactly.
It's, yeah, and so it's perfect. It's really broken down. But I can see where it would seem like, oh, this is too much. But it really isn't. It's broke down. And there are pieces of it I never even touched or looked at because, there's one piece where you write out all the menus and do, what is that called? I
I
forget.
have like the original meal plan where it's like
Yeah,
actually telling you the
that's right.
recipes to cook and
I
eat
never
each
even
week.
opened it. Yeah, because I thought, I have to build my own anyway. I'm
Right,
not going to do
exactly.
this every day. I
Right.
never opened up the shopping list portion
Yeah,
because
right.
I created my own shopping list. So
Right, yeah.
I used a few pieces of it, and that's all I ever had to go to.
That's
So it was
great.
really broken down nicely.
Perfect. Yeah, and it is good, like you said, that's why I have the different things. It's not to use everything. It's like, so it has flexibility. Yeah, that's good. Well, how about tell me now about, so it sounds like when you were on the weekend then, or at home when you weren't traveling, that you did do some of the P3 to Life recipes.
I did.
Yeah, so tell me about that. Tell me about like what you felt about like the portion size and the taste and things like that.
My whole family loved them. So, I would wait all week, and I would look at all week and go through the recipes and say, oh, this is what I'm going to make this week and start make this weekend and start making out my grocery list. But I thought the portion sizes were generous, actually. More generous than I thought they would be, and there isn't one recipe that I made that I wouldn't eat again. Of
Cool.
course, I only picked ones that had things that I would really like in it, you
Sure,
know.
yeah.
But I really enjoyed them, and my family enjoyed them. I cooked for friends, and they were amazed at the quality and the taste. And I said,
Cool.
this is clean eating, you guys. Look at this, you know, so
Yeah.
it's really good.
That's
I loved
good.
it. I can't wait to go back and use them again.
That's right, because you'll have P3 again.
And
That's
the
cool.
smoothies are so
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, what was
good.
what you had a favorite one or two smoothie? What were those?
The pumpkin smoothie. I'm gonna make that even on Thanksgiving for everyone.
Yeah.
And the chocolate smoothie, which I even have now on P2 because it's fine. And
That's
some of
right.
your recipes are P2 friendly, so
Yeah, that's true.
some of them with a little bit of modification.
Very cool. I'm curious. I'm always asking the ladies since the dessert smoothies. They kind of have a learning curve to make them thick, and depending on the blender you have, I have like this whole like course on how to make the smoothies. So, what blender do you use to make
I have a
them?
Ninja,
Okay.
and it's perfect.
It's working.
I mean, I followed your suggestion about when to add the ice
Okay.
versus a Ninja versus a regular blender, and
Yeah.
it's great. It's
Good.
perfect.
Awesome. Okay, good. And that's nice too, because the Ninja is one of the more affordable blenders, you know. So I kind of wanted to like figure out how to get these made in different ones so it would be accessible to more people. So good. I'm glad, you know, because the nice thing is I'm the type of person anyway that I like to have a yummy snack at night, you know, sometimes. And so that's what's nice about the dessert smoothies is that they have very few calories actually, but they're pretty satisfying. So.
It kept me on track, I'll tell you that. It stopped me from going for ice cream or something equally poor for me. So
Good.
it's good.
Because it's easier, right? When you can just replace versus just like, okay, I just can't eat anything. Like, that's not going to last too long.
Or if you're having a chocolate craving or you know, this time of year, getting ready for the holidays, all this pumpkin
Right.
around. So
Yeah.
that was amazing.
Tell me, so what were your actual tangible results from following the P3 to Life as far as stabilization and maintenance and all that?
I knew from past experience how difficult it was to stabilize. And I
Wow.
hear these horror stories about stabilization and how rough it is. And every morning I would get on the scale and think, uh-oh, I never have one issue. I mean, and I was adding things like, you know, you said, you know, add carefully. And for a while I did, like I would just add one or two things so I could see, you know, how I reacted to it.
Right.
Honestly, I ate just about everything except sugar and bread. And
Awesome.
not an issue at all. But I had one, actually, I take it back. But I think that was just because of water. I had one weekend where I was out of town at a music festival and there were porta potties. And I did not want to have to use porta potties.
Yeah.
So I just didn't drink that much water. And so when I came home, I had gained a couple pounds.
Yeah.
And but I did a correction day and it was gone that day. So,
Awesome.
but if you get enough water in and you follow the plan, It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's awesome.
I had no issues. So those my tangible results were just that I not only was able to maintain, but I was, and I guess this isn't as tangible, but I was able to have a healthy relationship with food while I introduced food again. And the other thing was, is that I hear a lot, as I'm sure everybody does on this journey, well, you're not eating enough calories. As soon as you go back to eating regular food, you're going to gain it all back.
Right.
And those things go into your brain, you know, and play games with you. And so when you're getting ready to go into P3, you're thinking, okay, it's all going to come back now. But I'll tell you what, it's not true. You can eat healthy and you can eat regular food, real food, and not gain it back. You can maintain that weight loss. I'm proof.
That's awesome. Well, you're not just eating like chicken and lettuce, you know, right?
No, I'm telling you name it, and I ended up eating it. And I
That's
felt
good.
healthy and I felt good. And yeah, it was great.
I'm so glad. Yeah, because you probably saw in the plan that I don't, outside of like the dairy and nuts aspect, which is kind of precautionary, we add like a huge variety of food in P3, like right from the start. And I have had a couple emails saying, I thought we were only supposed to, you know, add one food at a time. And how could, I was like, you know what? This isn't like like an allergy type protocol. Like there are times when that is appropriate, right? But I have just found that for the vast majority of us, it's simply not necessary. So it's like, why do things that are just gonna make life hard when you don't need to? And women stabilize so great. And we get to have this huge variety of vegetables and proteins and, you know, so that you're not feeling like so deprived still, you know?
You're
So
right. I felt great.
that's good. That's good. So, and then, so it sounds like with stabilization then, you only had to do one steak day because of the event and the porta potties.
Yeah,
And
because
outside of
of
that,
everybody.
yeah, and
And
so
really,
outside of
I bet I
that,
didn't even have to do that. I was just really looking forward to a great steak, so that was fine. But
nice.
outside of that, no issue at all. Nothing.
Awesome.
No issue at all. And I imagine that if I had just drank water that day and ate regular food today, I would have lost it anyway. But it
Right.
was kind of fun to do a steak.
That's good. Well, you know, speaking since you did do one correction day, how did that go for you? Because some people are a little afraid of fasting. And so how did you do your fast and how does it feel when you're fasting?
It was fine. I drank a lot of water. Well, not a lot, but I drank the
Yeah.
recommended amount, you know, which I should have been drinking in my porta potty weekend. And I had the same amount of coffee that I have in a day. I fasted all day at about, and I did fine. I didn't have any hunger or anything. Around 5 p.m., I prepared a nice steak. I think it was a ribeye, and I had a tomato afterwards and a cup of tea and went to bed. And the next day, it was all gone. I had lost, I think it was 4 pounds that I gained over the weekend.
Gotcha.
It was all gone.
That's great. Yeah, and that probably did help your body just flush out excess, you know, water, like you said, by drinking more.
And
And
that's what it was.
yeah, so how large was the steak? People ask me these questions. Like, what size do you think? Like, how many ounces, if you were to guess?
I bet it was probably around 7 or 8 ounces.
Nice.
It was
So
a
a nice,
lot.
good serving. Yeah, and that, and you
It
guys,
was.
especially when you fast all day, it is good to have a hearty meal after you close your fast, you know?
It was at least 7 or 8 ounces, and I think I even put a little butter on it.
Yeah,
I
nice.
boiled it and had a nice big tomato, and it was great.
Great, cool. Yeah, so you guys don't have to be afraid of fast days. Like if you, I still utilize them in my own maintenance, and they're just very effective, you know? They're useful for things, so. Were there any just other like closing thoughts just overall that you would share with others just as far as how this experience has affected you and maybe what other women go through that you haven't, you've kind of already said quite a bit, but.
I would say, like, if I could say anything to people, I would tell them to I would encourage them to use this program because I know for me it was a difference maker, and it not only the biggest thing was it eased my anxiety and my fear about moving into the next phase.
Yeah.
And we all have worked so hard in those that first phase. Why chance it?
Right.
Enjoy the second or the third phase.
Yeah.
To be technical. And so that would be my advice, to just enjoy it, do it, don't be afraid to do it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Good. And do you feel like, cause you know, says it like it is an investment of money to mm-hmm. do the program.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're going to get benefit out of it? Like longer term, do you feel like it's kind of helped you see like how to make your own eating choices even later
yeah.
in life?
I see this as how, you know, I'm back.
That was what I wanted, was for people to find a way to eat like long term. That's not dieting. That they're
yeah.
happy. They're actually happy eating that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It,
so.
It's sustainable. That's the best word I can think of. It just occurred to me.
That's
it's
good.
Sustainable.
That's
and
great.
I'm so glad that I did it.
Aww,
it's the best
you.
Money I've spent in a very long time.
That's great.
And I spend a lot of money. So.
Well, good. I'm
so.
Very glad.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good. Thank you so much for sharing all of that information.
Thank
yeah, that was
you.
Really helpful. I was
thank
actually
you.
Curious, just really quick, just backing track to phase two just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Just because this is always so useful to people. When you were, was there a certain dosage of HCG with the injections that was best for you? Do you recall?
I take 17.
Okay. So it's about 170 IU then probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've never adjusted it or had the need to adjust it.
So far that's been good. Cool.
For my last round and the round I'm at, it's been good for me.
That's great. And then have you ever tried like the B12 or the lipo shots at all?
I do not do the B12 because I have no problems with my energy level.
Cool.
But I did do the lipo a few times.
Okay.
And, you
what
know,
are your
I don't,
thoughts on that?
I've done very well. So it's hard to say what that's most attributed to.
Right.
It certainly hasn't hurt.
Sure.
I have lost a whole lot of inches.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So.
Cool. Okay. So it's hard to say, like you said, you can't totally compare to not having them, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But I saw those as more tools for my tool belt.
Right.
Just like this program, I think, is just another tool for that tool belt that's really important.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much for your time today,
Thank
Kathy.
You.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.